Our opening invocation is a song lyric from Billie Holiday. The difficult will do right now. The impossible will take a little while. Amen. Advent is the season of be ready, be prepared, announced on an anticipatory repeat. And Matthew, he starts out by telling us that the end is the beginning. Be ready, be prepared, because a new world of justice and mercy is coming. An era where we are called to put on the armor of light and hold high a torch of love for all those waiting expectantly for swords to be turned into plowshares, waiting expectantly for peace and generosity, and a time where nation shall not lift up sword against nation. And the community hearing Matthew's gospel in the first century, they would have been only one generation removed from the death of Jesus. The destruction of the temple would still be raw, and the Roman occupation would be worse. They were hoping and waiting for Jesus to show up right then and there because they wanted guarantees about the future. Is it all going to be okay? Will my family be okay? Will I be okay? Will the world be okay? Will things be better? They wanted to put their hope in Jesus' return because that meant everything would change. The injustices would be put right. The hungry would be fed. Poverty would become no more. Occupation of Israel would end. The definition of hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or to be true, to desire with expectation of obtainment or fulfillment. Jesus is reminding us that by being ready, we create hope within ourselves. By being prepared, we cultivate hope within our community. So Jesus tells us hope means a change in direction is possible. It means things can go a different way. It means to cherish what is possible with God's help. And this got me thinking about Parker Palmer. And he's written a lot about spirituality and teaching. And so he wrote about hope. And he shares, of all the virtues, hope is one of the most needed in our time. When people ask me how I stay hopeful in an era of widespread darkness, I answer simply, hope keeps me alive and creatively engaged with the world. When privileged people like me choose hopelessness over hope, it's not a reflection of the state of the world. It's a reflection of the state of one's soul. And Palmer continues, if I were to lose hope by turning to cynicism, what would I do? Would I sit in a corner and stare at the wall? When people like me allow ourselves to become hopeless, while there's so much we can do for those who are truly suffering, we need to remind ourselves that there's no opting out. Palmer then shares a quote on the nature of hope that moved him by Reverend Victoria Sanford. Once you have glimpsed the world as it might be, as it ought to be, as it's going to be, however that vision appears to you, it is impossible to live compliant and complacent anymore in the world as it is. And so you come out and walk and march the way a flower comes out and blooms because it has no other calling. It has no other work. I am interested in what Seamus Heaney calls the meeting point of hope and history, where what has happened is met by what we make of it. What has happened is met by midstream, by people who are among the multitude of things we are, spiritual beings, and all that implies of creativity, imagination, crazy wisdom, ancient wisdom, passionate compassion, selfless courage, and radical reverence for life, and love for one another absolutely, and that love that rises out of us for something larger than ourselves. Call it what you will. I am interested in the place, the places where history is met by the hope of the human soul, life's longing for itself. I am interested in hope on this side of the grave. For me, there is no other kind. And in that tidal wave of justice that could rise up, if only we would let it. So when we're feeling stuck or fearful or like nothing we're trying is making a difference, hope allows us to peek into our souls and open up possibilities, no matter how small. Isn't this when we can begin to envision something new, a different way? And isn't that when we begin to experience what it means to lean into hope? When we begin to lean into the belief that we are each capable of rising above, and when the extraordinary begins to take shape within us, and we begin to believe that, yes, we are capable, we are enough, we can be hope and make things better. Amen.